3, 2, 1. Giddy up, pony, giddy up and ride. Up in the morning before sunrise. Run around, red. Running from the law, gonna end up dead. Hey, I'm living outside, looking in the fire on the moonlight. Hey, I'm living on the edge, out past the place where the trail ends.
Outlaw Kindred. Outlaw Kindred, today's guests on the podcast. Thank you.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
To Reno, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Not tonight, it's Mr. Nick. Welcome to the Worst Little Podcast. We're podcasting live from Rick's studio here. I was not prepared to host today, so I might be a little different.
Rusty.
And weird. Wait. But I'm so fucking excited to have this band today. It's Olaf, it's fucking Josiah, it's Outlaw Kindred.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Damn, yes. Rusty like a trombone.
Yeah, that was a rusty trombone if I ever
did it. Getting right into
it's
it.
It's none of your business.
Look it up, fellas, if you don't know.
Everybody knows. It's not like Alaskan Pipeline where you got
to
look it up.
I have
people
to look
know
up
what that
so
is.
So many weird things on this show.
Yeah, like a brony.
Yeah, a brony is a male My Little Pony fan.
Oh, that sounded like something where like your friends jerk each other off. I just immediately thought that was some kind
of a move.
Of course you
like,
thought that.
A sex act between straight dudes. And that's why I never heard of it. Because, you know, for gay dudes, we just consider that like, you know, Saturday night. It's not like it doesn't need a special name.
Bromosexual. That's when you're not really gay, but you're like, eh, fuck it.
Right. Let's go. Men are pigs.
It'll work tonight.
Yeah.
I've given a lot of handjobs.
Oh, chewy.
I have not.
Fuck it.
Right?
Yeah.
Freebasing with gays.
Yeah. Shit happens, dude. Life is weird, isn't it? Chewbacca's like been to many planets, so
it's kind of like he's here.
There's no like, yeah, he just does what he got to do.
Staring contest while you're jacking off.
God bless Chewie.
Oh, we miss him. So. He doesn't
anyway,
even
beer
to
box
podcast.
Crew Chewbacca. He's out there in where is he right now? Like in
Michigan or some shit.
Oh,
I don't
Jesus.
Know. The Great Lakes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and he's also here with us tonight.
He's also here with us.
That's amazing.
Always.
He's always like
omnipresent.
Jerry, we will keep you alive. You know?
Yeah. Rory Dad's with us, but only on Rick's board because Rory had an emergency. He's out there saving the world, so he couldn't. He was here, and he had to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bands need their music put through a sound system, and he's got to do it. He fucking drops everything and takes care of his job.
Which
not
is
this
rock
fucking
and roll.
Podcast where he's not getting tonight. Paid.
Right. That's true. Rory has worked. Actually, there was a time when we collected the money, and then Rory took the money, and then he never told us what he spent it on.
What?
In the first year.
Wait, there was a point in time you got
it wasn't
money
that
for this?
Much. It was like 60 bucks in the kitty or something. And we're
this
like,
before
where did that go? And he's like, oh, yeah, we used that for something. And it's all.
This is before the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we're ratting him out.
Thanks, faggot.
Just kidding.
Oh, man. Anyway.
God, Rory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we miss you, Rory. But
so yeah, so Rory's missing at the last minute. He was actually here.
At least he didn't leave this time.
Well, to our captain, we salute you. And as the co-captain, here we go. I'm hosting fucking one of my favorite duos, better than Hall & Oates. It's Outlaw Kindred.
Thanks. Lots of people
Hall
draw
and
that
Oates
comparison.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on, with all that banjo stuff, what's your favorite band? Do you like or do you listen to banjo stuff or are you like into, you know, Celine Dion or something weird that would like to have nothing to do with what you play?
Who's Celine Dion?
Come on, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, come on, everybody
She's
knows
that.
She's
not a praying mantis girl.
She's an
no,
icon.
No, I blocked
Canadian
it out.
Canadian icon.
Right.
Oh. I like American and I just like folk music. So
you do listen to this kind of stuff?
Yeah, but I listen to folk music from all over the place. So.
Yeah, and he listens to some hard shit. Like he's in
I mean, I played in a lot of metal bands and stuff.
Oh, dude, so
I
you
can
have
see
a,
that.
You
so Olaf
hard
metal works
metal
with
oh,
you
yeah.
too. Good.
Yeah. Oh man,
I like to play fast.
Right?
Oh, that deserves a
sexually. Oh.
No, I take it slow.
Oh my god! Well, I'm super stoked you guys are here.
Fuck yeah!
I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Did anyone have anything big, significant happen on the host side of things here?
Oh, I did. I just had a great weekend with or a week with Grime Dog, and then a great weekend with Evil Ash.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
So Evil Ash was on the show like two. Yeah. So it was. So it was just like fun, like dirty Reno punk rock for like the whole past week. And
they're
just like,
funny.
Yeah, exactly. So like a lot of laughing, a lot of fucking around, and a lot of great Reno punk rock.
A lot
music.
Of beer.
Yes, a lot of beer.
I
and,
like beer,
dude. And Ryan beer. From Freebird okay. from
man, that guy. Amazing.
From Evil Ash, he fucking yeah. They had a great time, and they did. We did 9 songs in 2 days.
Oh, nice.
Full like punk rock action, and we just barely got it done late last night. So I've been like sequestered in here, but it's been fucking hella fun, dude. I've laughed my ass off and had a great time.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Studio work, your life's work. It's awesome, man.
Yes.
So I have a question though. Before the panel. Do we all get to go to the Reno News and Review
oh, yeah.
Awards thing?
Oh, yeah. We're all going.
Okay, because yeah. I didn't get a thing in the email or anything.
I haven't really either. I'll figure it out. But yeah,
Rory
we
got one.
We
so
get to go accept an. I don't know if it's like an award ceremony. How
where's
does
our
that work?
Plaque? I heard my
we
mom
get a
gets
plaque.
It. The cleaning company. Well, the cleaning company that she started gets the number one like for the last 10 years.
Oh,
running.
Nice!
And so the White Lotus Cleaning Company. Oh. And so there's like 100 plaques on the wall from the Reno News and Review from all the years that they've won that. And so where's our fucking plaque?
We get it when we go to the awards ceremony.
I think you have to in October.
You have to pay for it though. I think you got to like pay $25 to get your plaque.
I don't think so. I don't know. So, we'll figure it out. But like it's worth
award.
It.
They don't.
Fuck
it's a free
dude,
paper. They don't
in,
have a bunch of money to
I
be passing out.
I got one in 2003. It wasn't a plaque. It was just a piece of paper in a frame.
See,
really?
Yeah.
For what?
Okay.
A best visual artist.
I will
artist,
settle.
Oh. Believe
I will
it or
settle
not.
For, oh, dude, once we get
2003,
the picture.
Look it up.
You are such a visual artist, though.
Oh.
The chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
Man.
No, I know.
I
yeah.
went and taught it at school for a while, and then I think the kids voted me in. So
fuck
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't the best artist at all.
It's a popularity contest. It's
yeah,
fine.
I won that because
I'm happy
of the
I finally,
high school kids. That
I'm happy
cool.
I finally won
thanks,
some
guys.
Popularity contest. At least I won once. Once in
hell
my life.
Yeah. Dude, once we have the piece of paper that says we're the best, we can like Photoshop that and make it anything.
Yeah.
We'll put it on
like,
our website
best,
for sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Place to poop.
Put it on the website.
Some, you know.
You know oh, I mean,
give,
we
could
put it in
we
the bathroom.
Make it be anything.
You should put it in the bathroom.
No, it will go in a place of honor near the Reverend Rory Dowd license plate, perhaps.
Oh, in the studio
yes.
with us. That's nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Right
remind
above,
everybody
yeah.
that we don't suck that bad.
Yeah, no, that we actually won something. I want to, and they don't give a second place one out for the studio. Dogwater got second best studio.
Yeah.
But they won't give like a, this is the silver award for.
Silver award.
Silver award. Not
yeah,
the band.
They don't do
not
that.
The band.
Right.
Oh my God.
Shit, you guys. So yeah.
Shit.
We're brainstorming.
When
here.
Is it? When is the awards
center? October 11th or something. I'll let you know.
What night of the week is it?
It's like a Saturday.
Oh, well, you
no
make sure that
I'll be able to go.
Me,
I don't know. I'll
Chewy,
find out.
You, Rick,
I got you,
Rory. Everybody gets to go.
Yes,
but I probably have to work that night.
Oh,
I know.
It's
I know.
Your award,
it has
man.
To be a Wednesday. But
you're
then
the, you're the king salami of that situation.
We're also. I'm gonna lay it on the table. Here it is, you guys. Thump. But the podcast. There's gonna be that podcast thing that we're going to. The Reno podcasters
oh, yeah,
getting together.
Oh, yeah.
That's on a Wednesday. I can
oh,
go
nice.
To that because it's yeah. on a fucking
oh,
Wednesday.
Good.
It's a
so,
no.
Go.
Yeah.
Bob
I'm totally.
You should be in the panel of experts.
I don't know about that.
No, but. You should. You should have a speaking part. Because you really this award it really is yours, Rick. You made this podcast
if
possible
it,
more than any of us.
But
know.
If it was just me, it would be hella boring.
Right.
We need Rory talking
right.
over
no,
everybody.
We earned it together.
We need,
but
you know what I mean?
Without
we need
you,
Kim booking the bands. We need there's everybody's doing something
right.
amazing.
Yeah, we all
right.
have a job.
We need you to sit in a chair and be really stoned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little
it's all super
high and to the left.
It's super important what we all do. You know?
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On that note, should we get another song?
Yeah. This is a new song.
How many songs? Do you guys have like 100 songs?
100, no.
1,000, million.
We do not have that many. We probably have like
we were
five.
Prepared for our 4
we
hour
podcast. We got a strong hour, and then after that, you know, we kind of wing it. So.
Record as many as you want.
I'm always winging it, dude.
Yeah, tell me about it.
3, 2, 1.
life just how I please. Don't mind working, but I never had a job. Other than the school of hard knocks, dusty old country road, boots on the damn field with hope. Train back on the tracks. Someday we'll have a cabin in the woods. Give you everything I could. Dusty old country roads, boots all dirty and filled with holes.
Are these all Olaf songs? Yeah. Do you guys write shit together, or?
Well,
yeah, they're Olaf songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So Desire's just like clinging on to your fame and amazingness.
Yeah, I'm a cling on.
No,
like, just like
not
even.
No,
just not
no.
even.
It's a duo.
Dude, it seems
know?
Like no. a super duo to me.
It is,
dude.
Yeah.
I've seen Olaf by himself somewhere before this. And then I see
like on the
Josiah.
Street, like
no, no, playing. No, he was playing.
I get around.
Tracks.
I think it was at the Picnic. Is the first.
Oh
time
yeah,
I saw
yeah,
you
for
there.
Sure. I play there a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen you. Over
usually
there.
Though, me and Josiah would play solo shows together.
That.
No, but we would play solo together.
Oh,
sexually. Yeah. So whenever I would come to Reno,
okay. Where
play,
you? Where are you from?
Well, oh. I was living in Portland before.
Okay,
Oregon. And
it's moist and cloudy there, right?
Yeah.
Moist.
And then and did you were you there for a long time?
15 years.
Shit.
Damn.
Why'd you come here? You're like, I want less moisture.
Because all the yuppies that moved to Oregon.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought you meant the yuppies here drew you.
Yeah.
No, no, you mean
the
getting away
yuppies,
from.
He goes wherever they are.
No, they follow me everywhere.
Yeah. It's your, wait, so this is your fault?
You brought
this
them
is
in?
All my
fuck
fault.
You,
no, so what happened
like,
is.
I'm like a beacon of light for these people.
So what happened is we were
follow
on.
Olaf.
We were on my dad's farm and. We would just like work
Where's
all day.
Your dad's farm at?
We talked about this
Oregon.
On the last show, right?
Well,
you were
I want to tell the listeners. You know?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You're so good.
So, if yeah. you haven't been keeping up with my story, so I was in Oregon for like 5 months, and we were on a ganja farm, and we would just like work all day, and then we just play on the porch, and then all this stuff went down, so we had to leave. And
I remember because it sounded great, and we asked you about it, and you're like, no, it fucking sucks.
No, it was a disparity train. It was, like, the worst situation.
It sounds like a dream thing, and it's not as great as it sounds.
No, it was, like, Charlie Brown Christmas trees everywhere.
Aww. Like,
that's the vibe?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
It was.
Wow.
So bummer. Sad.
Yeah.
That's intense.
But, hey, you guys met, so...
No, actually, we knew each other from way back.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. We were actually up in Portland together. I was up there for, like, 9 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then even before that, we were, like...
Sacramento is where we met each other.
Yeah. Mm. We, like, went to the same high school, but we got kicked out of the same high school, and we met afterwards.
Fuck.
Did you get kicked out together or separately
no.
but near the
we,
same
we
time?
We met after that. So we were just like, oh, so.
Yeah, yeah, we weren't friends in high school.
Why did you get kicked out of high school?
Like, wait, was Josiah like a nerd and you were like a stoner or like what was the.
I was a gangster.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like a mean dude.
Fuck.
Really? Yeah.
He softened up a lot, actually.
I've worked really hard on it.
Josiah, what were you in high school?
I don't know. I just fucked off. You know?
Class clown.
So you're like a lazy
stoner
kid.
He was a class
kid.
Clown. He's Josiah's always been really funny.
Did you, so you guys knew each other before the beards, right?
Like, yeah.
When you
both oh, you know what each other's
beards.
Faces look
hey,
like.
Yeah. Hey, I had a goatee, bro.
Okay. Like since the sixth grade.
Yeah.
Totally. This is actually really funny. So when I first met Olaf, I was like going to the alternative parking lot high school, and I missed the bus. And he would just hang out at the coffee shops like all fucking day. And I was like, can you give me a ride to school? he's like, sure, if you give me a couple bucks. And I was like, okay. And so like we go there and I give him $2. And he's just like he fucking just like takes off. He's just like, cheapskate. And then like, peels out, you know. But he was scary.
Well, that's exactly what he asked for.
Yeah, I know.
You're
that's
just
what
following directions.
I know. I was like, couple bucks. It's a couple bucks.
Hey, who knows my logic? I don't.
No, but he used to have like just like straight long hair and just like kind of like a Hesher cut. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
what is
metal.
That? Oh.
You know, just like on the sides, like ponytail. He was scary, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had a lesbian haircut before it was cool, is what you're saying.
Lesbians have mullets now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, totally I a thing. Definitely date a lot of lesbians. So I don't know.
Same.
I don't know if there's some kind of correlation there, but.
Wait, were they lesbians before you met them, or did you
before?
Know?
Yes, before.
Oh, your converter.
Yes.
Like you look out across the audience and think, I can't have that one. That's what I want.
That's kind of, it's pretty Tell real, man.
Oh my God, you guys. And you're a DPW too, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you go?
How many years?
Oh, this is my first year working for DPW. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I spent a month out there.
I saw your patch on your.
Yeah, I earned it.
That's fucking awesome.
I earned
man.
That badge, dude.
Mad respect. Mad respect.
How long have you been going?
Well, the last time I went was 2007.
Oh wow.
So
long time ago.
It was a way different thing.
That was when like somebody like burned the man prematurely, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, 96
was a different thing too, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, right. Was that even out here though?
No, it was in the desert.
Oh,
but
it was
way the fuck out there, dude. Okay. He's all drive like 15 miles out this way or something, and then you'll be there. And then there were no streets or anything yet, and it was just
chaos. It was just chaos.
That's cool.
It was the end of that. Too, because I know like they had quite a few years out there just doing that, where it was probably really fucking cool.
And then like 98 or something, some crazy shit happened. People
we had to
died.
Move it.
Like people
we
were like running over people died. In tents and stuff.
No
one
one dude got
that,
hit.
That happened this year. That happened this year.
Shit, really? Did
they
survive?
No way, dude.
I can't understand how a tent gets near a car.
It's at the end.
Oh,
it was at
I
the
was after
end.
The event.
And so what I heard was people were just fucking around. You know, because people leave so many tents out there.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and
no,
so they're like, let's just fucking run over this tent.
That was stupid.
And there was somebody in there. I would have never fucking
Holy
done.
Fuck.
When I heard that shit, I was
that
fucking
That person
pissed.
Should get a dunce
I just
cap
go
at
steal
least.
Those tents
like,
that are
duh,
left out there.
Dude,
do you know
no.
how many tents I have?
Well, you
got to
check it before you run it over. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, especially if it's erect, you know? If it's like laying flat in the wind. Yeah.
You should always check it if it's erect.
You know, then you can see there's no bodies in there.
What the fuck?
But if it's erect,
did they get?
You gotta go check it.
Did the person in the tent get fucked up really bad? They actually died, or
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay.
All I heard was that, and like I know that like three people died.
Yeah, there was some dude who was like working for a plug and play who like overdosed in his car or something, or
dude,
in his truck. I don't
mean,
know.
There's
there was some shit, but that was after the
there's
event.
There's 80,000 people there,
some
and all the drugs in the world.
So,
and
I mean,
everybody just
how
doing
many
as
people
crazy
died
as
in Reno
exactly.
this week?
Fuck.
No, I know, right?
That's a good point.
You know,
so many. Yeah.
It's totally normal. People
are,
fucking die,
dude. There are way more people dying
people
in old folks' homes than at Burning Man. So I think we need to close down the old folks' homes.
No, take him out to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Let's take be so much people. Safer.
Yeah.
So much safer. Oh,
they can all hang out on the 747.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're like, where are we going? Take it forever.
Yeah. We're driving you into the temple. It's fine.
We're flying
we're
over Egypt.
Yeah, first temple burn for like somebody who's that old and never been, and their temple burned, they'd just be all, I don't know, there's not enough room on the wall for everybody I've lost.
Like, yeah. Aww, you know, so that would be sad.
That's gnarly.
Speaking of 747, it finally got moved off Playa. And it's in its final resting place, which is so sad. It's literally just like on some private land.
Yeah, no.
In the sagebrush.
No, you know where it's sitting. They probably took it out to the ranch out there.
I hope not.
So that there was a huge, for people who don't know, there's a huge controversy or whatever because there was a giant 747 and it got just left out there, right?
Well,
they
couldn't
move it. No, it didn't get left.
Well, they didn't move it.
I worked part of resto and. The reality is that it got stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like
it's gigantic.
These are rich people.
Well, it's a 747.
I heard they got like $5 million in a GoFundMe for this shit. I'm just saying, that's what I heard. I don't know if I'm just gossiping.
They got a lot of money.
GoFundMe to move your plane?
No, actually build the thing.
Oh.
It was
so
stupid.
No, but nobody wants it there. Like, like none of the DPW, everyone from DPW is like, oh, this is the worst shit. It's just rich people like with their private party. Because that's all it is. It's like they threw private parties on the fucker.
Yeah, it wasn't even art. Like they didn't even make it look like art. They just like cut a hole in a 747 and cut the fucking like wings off. It's horrible.
Well, you know, and I work fuel teams, so they got all their fuel from me because they get mostly diesel. Mm-hmm. So, and I run the diesel there.
God, how much
and so,
gas did they use? Fuck.
So they would always be like, oh, come over to the 747. We'll let you on, you know?
So I go over there
and with a couple people I was working with because they're like, yeah, let's go fucking check it out, you know? I was like, okay, whatever. I go over there, and they're like, oh, we're having a private party.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck you. I was like, that was your chance.
Over.
That was your chance
you
at me.
You just burned that bridge, motherfucker.
Well, they'll never be back, hopefully.
Yeah, fuck 747. DPW.
Yeah. That's right. You know who pulled that motherfucker out of the Playa?
Yeah.
Is fucking Heat, DPW, heavy equipment doing that shit.
Yeah, I saw what they did. They put like steel plates like on the Playa to get it off because it was so heavy.
Yeah.
Like the wheels were just stuck, which is just
the only.
So like in some, they had like put down plates and then move it and then move the plates and then move it and then move the plates and then move it.
Yes.
And how long did they have to do that? For like 2 miles or just like 10 feet?
Well, my guess is that they took it to the Burning Man Ranch.
Yeah.
Which is like the, you know, it's like.
The Fly Ranch? Or?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My guess is that they took it over there because.
Yeah.
Where the fuck else are you going to put it?
Where are they going to fucking put the thing?
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not an art car. I mean.
It's not.
Well, I mean, I remember.
Whoever put it there, leave no trace. Take your fucking giant jet home.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
That's a
you better
big
go get
trace.
Another GoFundMe.
You know what, though, I will say is that the day after the burn ended, I went out and went moop hunting, you know, looking for garbage, and I barely found anything.
Oh, nice.
I did the whole trash fence, too.
Cool.
I rode the whole trash fence, which is like
this year. That's
it's like 5 miles, and literally I didn't find anything.
There's just have you seen the moot map with like the
big
747 shaped like red spot? Like yeah, that's the worst thing out there. Oh, man.
I didn't even find any good shit. That's what I was.
Really?
I was out
no
there looking
scores.
For good shit. You
I
know?
Do love a good ground score.
I found one good pin. It was like a. Brass enamel moth with a skull on it.
Cool.
But I gave it to a pretty girl. You know.
Oh, of course you did. Was she a lesbian?
That's a spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Should we get another song?
Yeah. Good
sure.
idea.
Do you guys need any beers?
Yeah, a beer would be great.
All right.
Me
Kim,
too.
Kim, are you getting it?
Yep.
Oh, you're so awesome.
Thank
you.
I don't have any interns, so.
I hate it when we have to do our own shit.
In your pants.
Yeah, Riku.
Right.
Listen to the music, Riku. No talking.
Mm-hmm.
voyage was launched on the tears from your eyes. Vessel made from the lumber of lies. Take me down bottom of the sea, deep in the darkness no one can see. Leave me alone, left me to die, drowning in tears she never cried. Sails billow out from the wind of your sides. The sun's blotted out as the storm begins to cry. Take me down the bottom of the sea, deep in the darkness no one can see. Leave me alone, let me die, drowning in tears she never cried. Drifting further, forever at sea, with none to recount, with none to believe. Take me down, bottom of the sea, deep in the darkness no one can see. Leave me alone, let me die, drowning in tears she never cried. Rising emotions swell up, crashing down. Ship of love sinks in lust's ocean, I drown. Take me down the bottom of the sea, deep in the darkness no one can see. Leave me alone, let me die, drowning in tears she never cried. Take me down, bottom of the sea, deep in the darkness no one can see. Leave me alone, let me to die, drowning in tears she never cried.
It's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Thanks. Man.
How long have you guys been together? Like, as a duo?
About a year, a little over a year, yeah. Mm. I mean, we've been playing music together since we were in our early 20s, and now we're some old fogies and shit, so.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I'm glad you guys found each other. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we got a bass player that is going to start playing with us too, but he doesn't live in Reno, unfortunately.
That sounds like bad planning.
I know.
He's a guy that we've known forever too, though.
Yeah, so that's like... the thing. He's a, you know, he's a son of a bitch. He's a good son of a bitch. So,
bass players.
You know, I mean, you know, he's got some rhythm. That's all I'm saying.
Good. Oh, all right.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Rick doesn't have a drop for that? Fuck.
Well, I've hit this a lot already.
Sexually.
So everything goes with you guys, huh?
It's dick and gay jokes, pretty much. A lot of dick jokes.
Yeah, it never ends.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. This award-winning podcast is epic long dick joke.
Yeah. Yep.
They're that fun.
We're shooting for a decade.
I mean,
we're going to make it.
Dicks are funny. It's true. They are
I agree.
Funny.
Dicks are super funny.
They're funny. You know? Weird. Literally, a Burning Man, dude, the first shirt cocker I saw, dude, I almost freaked
that?
The fuck out. I was at this party, and this fucking guy
for the audience, a shirt cocker is a man with no pants and just a shirt. Shirt cocker. And
like, I hate nothing more than that.
And, like, flip-flops, right?
No. I think he had, like, some boots on.
Yeah,
boots. He had fucking boots on with no pants.
That's how you know you're a real shirt cocker.
How do you get your pants off?
I'm like...
Yeah, that's like a statement when you put your boots on, too. You're like, hey,
yeah,
fuck
exactly.
You. Check this shit out.
Like, remember when I was 4, Mom?
Shirt cock mafia. Yeah.
I did this shit when I was 4, dude.
Retard. I mean... That's not politically
you
correct.
Can't
you can't
say that.
I'm sorry. No. I apologize.
You can say whatever
Namaste.
You want.
Dingleberry.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey. Dingleberry.
Hi, Mikey. Dingleberry.
Yeah.
So what do you guys have show-wise coming up? You got to have something.
Yeah. So this weekend playing a big festival in
Modesto.
Oh, what?
Of all places, it's in Modesto.
And it's going to be a weird one. That's why Olaf, the shirt that he's wearing.
This is my camp counselor shirt.
Oh. We have to be camp counselors, and we're going to tell ghost stories.
And play music.
we're
basically, we're the fire tenders for this festival for 3 nights.
Okay.
We play songs, we tell stories, and we tend fire.
We start at 1 in the morning.
Yeah. It's from 1 to 3 in the morning, so we'll be like zombies and shit.
Do you get paid well for this gig?
Yes. Okay. That's why.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the thing is, like, you know, the better the pay is, the better the pay is, the weirder the shit is that you have to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm down. Yeah. I made this camp council
shirt.
He's
down for some weird shit.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's great.
You know? Like, I'm fucking down, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're doing...
I trust a guy with patches on his jacket. I'm like, this guy knows more than normal people.
See, these patches are earnest.
Then we're doing Offbeat. That's like ways away.
Wait, are you both doing Offbeat?
Yeah.
Are you playing together?
Well, not according to the flyer.
Okay.
I was going to say, I just saw you.
Not according to the flyer.
There was a mishap. There was a mishap, and I tried to rectify that.
A mishap?
There was a mishap.
Where are you guys
just
playing for Offbeat?
Just mishappened twice.
Okay.
I just found out I'm working
on
Offbeat.
Is this public?
Is this podcast public?
Oh, my God. We can't talk about it.
I'll talk about whatever.
Okay, all right.
Well, people are going to go look at the poster and wonder what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, so my name's on it.
Yeah.
And it was an accident.
His name is Josiah Knight.
Okay. Oh, so it's Josiah Knight with special guest star Olaf.
It doesn't even say that.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah.
That's not correct.
I contacted him right away, and I was just like, this is a mistake. This is like... All this is like Olaf's songs.
Here's the thing. I talked to him in person before the flyers were even made.
And then Josiah went behind your back and is like, you know, I'm the real star
here. It was all Josiah.
He won't notice. He doesn't look at fucking flyers. Just like,
I'm just trying to get paid here.
Josiah's all about the money.
Yeah.
No, it's real.
It's like,
he hasn't been so good since he sold out.
Yeah.
Josiah.
It's true.
Where are you playing? What bar? What venue?
The Chapel.
Cool.
Nice.
And
I like that.
Who are you playing with? Do you know?
Or music.
Like, who's there?
Oh,
Blitz and Trapper.
Yeah, Blitz and Trapper.
Holy
shit. They're playing there?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So I'm going to work that night.
They're headlining. And then Travis Hayes is going to be there.
Travis. Oh, at Chapel?
Dainsley.
Yeah,
fuck
Dainsley.
Yeah. All right, that's definitely where I'm working.
Yeah,
I get to pick.
I think that's what pisses me off. This is like a bunch of homies.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, they're going to get there and be all, Olaf, what are you doing here?
Exactly. No, this is the second time. I'm done with it.
They can't just fix
how'd you get website?
I'm done talking. It was the second time.
I'm taking off my nails and going home.
Olaf should, what?
How about another song?
He's talking about
I was going to say, just make your own poster because you're better at it anyway.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking about.
I'm going to make posters for the show. for it that say Outlaw Kindred with Blitz and Drapper.
Look, all the other people that are on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and Blitz and Drapper, the other band, the other band.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And various sundries. Thank you.
Yeah, and the flyer was hand drawn too, so it was like, I don't. There's nothing that
yeah,
can
it's
be
a
done.
Good, it's a good flyer. It's yeah. a good looking flyer.
I wish
no,
it wouldn't
no
have been
doubt.
Fucked up like that, but it was, so.
Yeah, make your own flyer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just
he's
gonna,
good at it.
I'm just going to make a flyer and say fuck it, but
I know who you are. Yeah. Some Reno behind the scenes music stuff right there.
Yeah, I'm just all kidding. Right.
I'm
just
like
kidding.
The fucking no, Switzerland of the fucking Reno music scene, so I'm neutral in all this shit. I'm not, I don't get into any, I don't toss my fucking hat into the ring.
Yeah. It's true.
On the show, when I'm the host, I get to toss my hat in the ring. What's up? And I demand a song.
Yeah.
I want to hear some more music.
Music.
All right.
You sure you don't want to? We don't want to talk more shit, or
I didn't talk. Really? I didn't talk any shit. Okay. I only spoke truth. I said no shit talking.
Okay, so in the name Outlaw Kindred, you guys like outlaw music, and you guys are like kin.
Well,
because you grew up together, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also like to me, American music is outlaw music, and European folk music is kindred music.
Oh, okay.
So, and we play both. You know, we play American music and, you know, European folk music styles.
So you're like world folk music.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we try to make it a little more accessible. You know, I don't try to, you know, I don't really try to get too crazy standard. You know, we like to write some songs that people can just dance to and get into, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And people get into it. They do.
I love just fucking watching great. Your hands in the room here while those sounds are coming out. It's amazing. Like, the rhythm
changes. Well, you'll like this one.
Oh, shit.
This is a double.
Okay.
This is two songs.
Yeah.
Put together.
Oh, rad. Here we go.
said, oh, forgot it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was so good.
That
are you
is a
guys
lot
like,
of notes.
You guys like exhausted after you play that?
I think he's doing most of the work. I'm just like hanging back on a chord.
It's like hanging out at the Hobbit Fest.
I'm just getting warmed up, honestly.
That's what was so weird. dude, like when we played with Dirtwire, Olaf's talking to like Tolkien's granddaughter.
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to get out of
Whoa.
There. Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, dude,
she lives here in Reno.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We need her. Can't kind of like him. Find her.
Yes. No.
She
must be
our guest.
I must go on a quest.
I'm friends. Yes. I'm friends with her on Facebook.
The Fellowship of the Kim.
I know. I, you know, I could direct you.
Okay. Yeah. There's like a 6 degree of separate. Well, like a 2 degrees of separation in Reno for like everybody.
I thought you were gonna say from Tolkien. Doesn't, I was like,
no,
what?
No.
Oh my God.
Doesn't
not.
That give you like an Insta crush? Though is that just Insta crush?
What are you talking about?
Just Tolkien.
Well, just kind
Tolkien's
of like
granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Come on.
Well,
oh.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I
like, who are you?
Instagram. Is that a new dating app or something?
Somebody.
Like, I don't know.
Which she knows too, because she's the granddaughter.
I don't know. I've dorked out on Tolkien stuff pretty hard. So.
No.
Is
you
she
too,
single?
Josiah? You a Tolkien?
I mean. Not like super, like I try to read the Silmarillion or whatever the fuck.
Nobody
I,
can read that.
I couldn't get into it, but I read all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit, you know? So.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm basic too, like a Silmarillion, I'm a what? Like,
yeah.
This is
it's impossible
difficult.
To read. I don't even know you're supposed to read it necessarily.
I thought it was really cool how like the earth began with all these angels singing, and then there was like some were like disharmonious, and then all of a sudden that's like how evil got created. Like, is this really
that's
weird?
That's what happened.
Are we talking about Scientology?
No.
Maybe I haven't read that one.
The Silmarillion.
We're
you know?
Making shit.
Tolkien could have started his own religion. You know what I mean? Like he was,
I mean,
he was
there,
up there.
There are some people who do it.
So the flaws in creations were created by dissonant chords?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like all these angels singing.
And there's always some asshole in the back of the church going, oh. Everybody's like, shut up, get the tambourine.
Witch.
You don't fucking suck.
Oh, Olaf is leaving the room, but I just noticed he's got a giant knife on his hip. he is gangster.
He's a prepared,
fuck.
Prepared Boy Scout.
He's prepared. It's at DPW.
Or Man Scout.
Man Scout.
Well, I wanted to ask.
It's a scout on his jacket, so that's why.
Oh, I got a story. I got a story about that. It was really funny. So we went to we got all these patches. We went to the Army surplus store, and he was like, "Could I get this scout? Could I get this scout patch?" And this little kid that's working behind the counter, he's like, "Do you have your military ID?" And we were just like, "What?" You know, it was just like, "This is a scout patch." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we were gonna steal some valor. We would, you know, like. Be like special
steal
forces
a purple heart. Yeah.
Or something, not like the scout patch.
You wouldn't think they would check that, but they check that.
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Did they
like,
sell it to you?
Yeah, because he went to the higher ups and he was just like, you know, and then they were like, it's
"Wait,
just
did
for
he
a
pull
costume?
It? Let me see a manager. Let me talk to a manager."
No. I mean, like basically,
oh,
Olaf got
did.
Pissed off and he just walked away from the whole thing. And I was just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm trying to get this patch now. You know, but then, like, then these ladies came over, and he was asking them, and they were just like, well, yeah, it's for a costume. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, but, so. I mean, oh, cool. What was it for?
It was for our camp counselor costumes.
Yeah. Okay, but, I mean, was it, like, what was the patch was, like, for the, to say that you did your knot tying right, or that you did your...
No, it just says scout. That's all it
but
says.
But why would you need a military ID for that?
I don't
like,
know.
What sort of branch of military has scouts?
I think this guy didn't
what
know
what
the hell he was talking about.
I
was
wanted
he fucking
to beat him
with
up,
you?
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
right
he just
now?
Like walked away. And
I was like, I have to leave because I'm going to yell at you right now, little kid.
I'd legit not ever do anything to piss you off.
But you know that kid's manager was like, make sure nobody comes in here and fucking buys these. This isn't for everyone, okay? You fucking take this shit seriously, okay?
I just thought it was funny. It's like, scout patch is not going to get me a 10% discount at Denny's. You know, it's like, what does a scout patch get you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not...
No, I was
well,
like.
What does that have to do with being in the military?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Is there scouts? Is like
I don't think there
first
are.
Officer scout reporting for duty. You know, I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck.
It was like this kid wasn't even old enough for the military. You know, like,
fucker.
What the hell is he trying to make rule? He's like, were you in the military?
It's like,
can
I see your Boy Scout ID? I'm in the Boy Scouts. So.
And if you have that, that's kind of scary.
You can see me pick you up and shake you around, you little shit.
I am picturing it right now. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Olaf is very intimidating looking.
Looking.
Yeah, just
I'm actually a really nice guy, okay? Say it!
This is why you're security.
Say it!
Oh, man. Whew, do we have more songs?
Sure. We'll have to go into a different tuning for him, so probably take a second.
Can we, let's do a little mini quiz.
No, they've already done the quiz.
They both have?
Yeah.
Well, not Olaf. Olaf's never been here, but.
What's the quiz?
But we don't want to quiz. Not, do we want to quiz Olaf by himself?
No, it's not fun by yourself.
When the music is so great?
Yeah, let's not. What do we have going on this weekend? Let's talk
about
that.
Everybody raise your hands.
Why?
Okay.
We're doing like a scout. Oath. Like,
I pledge allegiance to the podcast. And whatever Rick and Kim say is good with me.
Okay.
Amen.
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 Namaste.
What do we have going on this weekend, Nick?
This weekend, Nick and Mikey are going to fucking Cal Jam San Bernardino. We're going to see the
Foo
Fighters.
So he didn't bother to check what was going on with the Reno.
We're going to go see Tenacious D. We're going to see Garbage. Right. We're going to see fucking Deer Tick's going to be down there.
I like Deer Tick.
Right? You like those guys? Billy Idol on Friday, though, because we're campers and we're going to go camp.
I could tell you a Billy Idol story.
Hey, oh, you have a Billy Idol story?
I do have a Billy Idol story.
Well, I'm going to go see him on Friday.
I used to live in downtown L.A., like right off of Skid Row, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But one of my friends there, he was like this really rich dude, and he would always take me out to eat, you know? He'd be like, let's go to this restaurant, you know? And I was like, okay, you know? And so we go to this fucking restaurant that's like in this alley, you know? And it's all super, you know, like cause that's how it is there. Like everything's hidden.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you have to go down this fucking alley.
You have to drop
like a special
crawl through
map.
This
yeah, no, it's real. Like from the outside, it just looks like fucking dirty needles on the ground. Fucking, you know, we go in there and I sit down and I look over and Billy Idol's looking at me. And he gives me his fucking like lip curl.
Are you sure it wasn't like a lesbian?
No,
like, it really was
no,
Billy Idol.
It was Billy. It was crazy. I was the coolest thing.
Did you go with moth pin?
He gave me the fucking lip curl. That's all I gotta say.
Did he have spiky hair?
Yeah, no, he had the same hair. He looked
okay. Good.
He looked the same. A little.
Because when he went dreadlocks, that was weird.
No, no,
he had dreadlocks.
He had spiky
for a second.
Really?
For a hot minute.
I don't even remember that.
I'm gonna look this up and post photos on the page.
Hot minute, he had some dreads, but then he.
No,
I was wondering
no.
if he
would. That would not no. be a hot
He looked exactly the same, just like he was older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but he looked good. I mean, he was a good looking, you know.
Billy Idol.
Yeah, like he didn't look, he didn't look like all fucked up and shit.
He wasn't
like
haggard.
You would expect. Dude, yeah. The Cure toured with them before they were famous. They opened for Billy Idol on a
Generation
tour.
Generation X? Or
and
Billy
they
Idol.
Look terrible now.
Yeah.
The Cure looks gnarly.
I don't even know what
they're
they look
really
like.
They're really old. They're
oh,
so
Robert
old.
Smith. I love The Cure, my favorite band, but Robert Smith looks like a homeless bag lady. I mean, like, really, like,
holy shit!
I mean, you can't really, that look doesn't really hold up. You know what I mean?
Fat bag lady with lipstick. But, God, but yeah, you see, I was showing this live video to somebody. I was all, the new song is amazing. Check this out. And Sean just started laughing. He's all, he looks like a fucking bag lady. And I couldn't deny it. It was really bad. It was spot on. Yeah.
What if he is a bag lady?
I haven't seen him lately. This was years ago. Perhaps he's slimmed down.
He's a very
down.
Rich bag lady. No, he's a rich still looks bag the same. Lady. He's wealthy. He
no,
can
really.
Look however the fuck
like
he
a crazy legendary. Bag lady on the side of the freeway going, I used to be in The Cure.
Yeah, right, lady. Get out of here.
Help me put this lipstick on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh shit.
Oh, poor Robert Smith.
God bless
us.
Well, they come out with a fucking album, asshole.
I know, right?
It's been too long.
So this weekend, we've got Loudest Folk on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We got Greg Ruckus, Paige Beller, John Underwood, and Chris Fox, the usual suspects.
Ooh.
And also Friday Silver with Pink Awful, who we love.
Yes!
Yeah. Great
who's,
poster.
Who's
that's a loving
Friday,
cup.
Is it? Yeah,
it's
really TLC.
$10, 9 o'clock.
Greg, yeah, good poster, Greg.
You already look. You already looked, didn't you?
Yeah, no, well, I was at one of the, Dwight from Pink Awful gave me a flyer.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, don't forget to say this.
Sweet.
Like, you could turn that poster into a t-shirt for the night and people
it is
be
such
like,
a great flyer.
Yeah. You know, just like, get one.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty
yeah,
cool
it's good.
Combo.
Did everybody see it? You guys got
that's Reno as fuck.
And then we got Tuesday.
Not even related to the Reno as fuck guys.
Then we got Tuesday is Josiah's birthday. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Roller skating.
Well, that's going to be on
that's
Wednesday.
Gonna be, yeah.
Roller skate.
That's your birthday?
How old are you going to be?
Tuesday's his birthday,
roller skating
next week.
Where?
At the roller skating rink.
At the Roller Kingdom.
Dude, is the haunted house
open yet? Are you
going
to play too?
So my birthday's on Tuesday. The roller skating party's on Wednesday.
Cool.
But y'all should come.
Dude,
everybody should come.
It's Wednesday?
All of our listeners should come.
Fuck.
All of the listeners.
Dude, roller skating is so much fun.
All five listeners, come to Roller Kingdom.
Hey, you guys better be there.
Fuck.
We know who you are.
What time is it? Is it like just a private party or can anyone go?
No, anyone can go, dude.
Rick, you can come. I know I heard that.
It's like a 4-hour skate session.
I want to roller skate.
I think it's just gonna be like back in the day.
You guys do not like
look
like roller skate,
dude.
You look like you might date roller derby girls.
Can you skate backwards?
No, this guy's crazy. He like rexes and fucking everything. Like he'll
and roller derby.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been like a roller derby?
Portland is like got an awesome roller skating rink.
I thought roller derby
was like a ref for
girls.
Or some shit?
No, it isn't. No.
I thought it was.
No.
I only ever see girls do it. So
yeah, no,
know,
it's
like...
the girls. Well, I guess because girls are more popular than guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
I got football for fucking guys. Like, I
well, I mean,
girls
I would,
do
I would rather
cool
watch girl
sexy
roller
shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Skirts and stuff.
Exactly. I would rather, I mean, personally, I would rather watch
do
girls
you,
do
you have
derby
sexy shorts when you roller skate? Olaf.
Skating aggressive.
You'll
no,
have to come and find out.
Olaf, so you're athletic, you're musical, you got tattoos, you're the fucking Birdie Man guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're a camp how counselor.
So what's your hair?
I think Nick
harem
has a crush on
like
you.
What does your harem look like?
Oh, fuck. It's pretty empty these
this
days.
Is a trail of broken lesbian hearts everywhere you go. Right?
Shit.
Oh, maybe that's a good title, Broken Lesbian Hearts.
Oh, I'm putting that in my memos right now.
Harem, I just met him.
That's
good one, man. All right, well, let's say the quiz. You guys want to play a song?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the last thing I want to say, forget that the Holland Project, I know it's 10 days after this Friday.
Yeah, yeah,
but October 15th is Eddie and the Subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes,
I should be hyping that one
with
up. Nick's
X-Cult,
like, I forgot.
X-Cult from L.A. and Scuzzard, which I haven't seen them yet, but that is the best band named ever.
Scuzzard?
Hell yeah. Go see Scuzzard. Eddie and the Subtitles, you Reno folk. Like, that's
yeah
some
Holland
of the best
Project
rock and roll going on in this
Mikey's
town.
Mikey's playing. Mikey plays.
Monday,
Mikey
October 15th.
Mikey's a bass player.
And
wife
we will be
yeah
here
they're
because
in my
it's
living
a Monday
room every Tuesday. I've
so
listened
whatever
to them a lot. They're really, really good.
Whatever band we have, whatever
you
band,
better say that.
Who do we have on Monday the 15th for the
no
podcast?
They smoke, dude.
Awesome. Let me look. Who do we
and
have?
And we're looking
Monday
to get
oh, you know what?
And might they cancel? Because then
why
I could go to that show.
We have the Habituals on Monday the 15th, which is rad.
Oh,
okay. Thanks for booking that, Nick.
Good.
I love them. Yeah, and then next week we've got Cat Stanley. So
fuck
some meow music. It'll be fun.
I've never heard awesome of Cat Stanley.
They're
who's
really
that
good, actually.
Yeah. Is it a new
North
band?
No, they've been around for like, I don't know, like a year and a half or so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like
they're
Outlaw
good
Kindred.
Like Outlaw Kindred. Kindred.
Dead right.
You're dead.
Outlaw Kindred.
There you go. Hey, he sounds like corn dogs.
I can be an alien corn dog.
I'm writing all this down, you guys. It's great.
So where were you going into?
Corn dog sounds good.
Nevada.
Oh, okay.
I'm hungry.
I was caped up wrong.
Yeah, we're going to play a Nevada song. This ooh one's called Nevada Sagebrush.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
breathtaking.
How's Rick doing over there? I know how much you love banjo music.
Fuck yeah.
Rick's naked in the other room.
Pretty
guys.
Great.
He's got all his clothes off and he's sucking on that pipe. His tobacco pipe. His old Bing Crosby tobacco pipe.
Dude, there's something about banjo music makes you need to smoke a pipe.
Yeah. And or to sit in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't sat in a rocking chair
off
in so long.
Take your gun.
Yeah.
There ain't enough room for rocking chairs nowadays. Like, they take up a lot of space, you know? Because they got a rock.
Well, you need a porch.
That's so that's, true.
You got to have
you
a porch.
You did a porch with a rocking chair. That'd be so awesome.
It doesn't work on a back porch either. It's got to be a front porch.
Yeah, it's got to be a front porch.
Rocking chair. Dude, I need. I want a rocking chair.
I have spent
you're getting
many.
For Christmas.
I have a rocking
many
chair.
Hours in a fucking rocking chair.
But no one ever sits in it.
Well, there
Foxy.
You go.
I would sit in it.
This is tragic. You've got one no one sits in. Rick
we
wants
had that,
to sit in one.
Yeah, we had that when I was a kid, and I remember me and my sister like rocking really hard until it like would go back over behind us. Like, you know when you're fucking around and you shouldn't be fucking around?
Rick, you would do that now.
Tip the chair.
Yeah. Tipping over a rocker, and then you're like, oh, no. Like, we went too far. We took this too far.
Like, we do everything.
Yeah. It's true.
I think we've taken this too far.
No one got hurt.
Well, I just have one question for Olaf.
Yes.
Ozzy
or
Dio?
Oh.
Whoa.
I mean, that was almost a spit take. Like,
I mean, I have to go Ozzy only because.
Okay.
You know?
Black Sabbath.
You know, it's, come on. The guy helped create metal.
That's
like,
true.
Without Black Sabbath, we would have no metal.
Yeah.
Dig.
He just won the quiz.
But
that's
Dio, but Dio is the shit too. So that's why it's a trick question.
It's hard.
It's a trick question.
It's hard. I was just wondering your thoughts on it, really, because you are metal as well as folk.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah. Definitely Ozzy. I mean, come on, Sabbath. Jeez.
Yeah.
That shit's amazing.
Circumcised or not?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh my God.
No, you can't JK that shit. You just let
no,
it out.
No, I just gotta go with
it. Yeah, yeah. Definitely am circumcised, you know.
European, man.
It's, you know.
It's a kindred.
European through a cut dick.
You know, I don't know why they want to mutilate us as children, but they do.
Yeah, sick fucks.
I've been seeing a therapist ever since.
That's what we should tell people. Like,
this baby just got born. Let's cut part of its dick off.
That sounds great.
It needs to be thrown in jail.
Who decided that, though?
I don't
know.
How
does this even
happen? I'll give you a hint. Yeah.
Circumcision is metal, dude.
You know who decided
that's
that.
Brutal.
You know,
I love them, but wait, Chewy.
Chewy, you did the whole Jew thing.
Oh my God, Chewy!
It's
with your teeth.
No, that's where it goes back. It's a story in the Bible where like Moses is like, oh, we gotta circumcise our kid.
No, but with his teeth.
And God's pissed off, and then he's
fucked up.
And then his wife takes a sharp rock and cuts the kid's dick skin off, and then the storm stops because God's okay.
Oh
no,
my God.
Like God's like, I'm feeling
no,
much better.
No,
now.
You're supposed to do
well,
it.
Well, I'm glad to contribute my dick skin to God.
If God wants it, I'll lose it.
Yeah. If you want that. Jesus died on the cross. I could just at
give
least
it
give
back.
Some dick skin.
Give it
one
back.
One of a baby. Don't remember it.
That's my fucking dick, man.
Oh, man.
I just think it'd be funny if people asked us what our name was in the future and we're just like, outlaw because we're outlaws and kindred because we're both circumcised.
Yes. That's not funny.
Okay.
That was pretty funny.
This is very serious.
And they listen to your music and then they're like, huh?
Oh, that does sound cut.
Oh, don't let
it hurts, man. Why do you think we're so sad?
It's raw.
Rick, did you just want to ask one? Quiz with
oh, that
me and Kim
mine.
Did.
So. I stole
no, she
his.
Stole mine.
Oh,
I
she
stole
it.
Has to come up
okay.
with one.
Sorry. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay,
so.
Then what member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Oh, my
that's
God.
A good one.
Is that a real fucking question?
I think we all know this.
That's
you're two Johnny Benders right here, dude.
Are you? Right. Really? I got a fucking DBW patch, John.
Okay.
You know what fucking Breakfast Club I am.
I've never even seen Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
so.
They're both princesses.
It's a
they're
good
Molly
fucking
Ringwald.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
I am pretty in pink. Not true.
I'm so Ali Sheedy, it hurts.
Yeah, you guys don't know what
you
he
are.
Looks like, but yeah. Yeah, he is pretty in pink. He's well, a pretty, pretty
being
princess.
The Michael Anthony Holland group. I'm just going to say. I'm just kidding. I'm not very smart.
Should we go ahead and wrap this shit show up?
Yeah, this is awesome, dude. It's been awesome. A good time hanging out with you guys.
Okay.
And,
thanks for having
us. We said what you had coming up. You said what was coming up. I guess it's good to say for the Reverend Roy Dowd, for Rick in the back, for Cadillac Kim, the beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah, you can check out our website, too. Oh, it's outlawkindred.com.
Oh, you have a website.
Yes.
Nice.
And that'll all be linked on the
blog.
Are
you professional.
Guys on Bandcamp? You on Bandcamp?
Yes.
Okay, you on the Spotify?
No.
Not yet.
We're gonna be recording it the first week of December, so.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's a good thing to cover. Yeah. Some new stuff coming out.
Yeah, we got a whole record planned out called The Ballad of Outlaw Kindred.
All right.
It's going to have some narration. There's a story to
cool.
it. Yeah, it's going to be, takes place in the 1800s.
Nice.
You know. Dude, I'm stoked. That's awesome.
Yeah,
can't
it's going to be cool.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
And my friend John, who does poetry, we wrote a couple of songs out for his poetry. He's going to be narrating on the album.
Oh
sweet.
Kind of like,
cool.
Yeah, he's like a cool old dude.
Yeah.
Know? He has a cool voice, you know. So.
Robin Hood and Little John. Run
hey, Forrest.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I love that.
That's
song.
A good fucking one.
That's dope. Well, fuck, it's been a fucking blast, you guys. And to go catch him, everybody, Outlaw Kindred.
Kindred.
Outlaw Kindred, that's how I say it. How do you say it?
Outlaw Cornbread.
Rick, how do you say it, Rick?
Outlaw Corn Dog.
Josiah?
Outlaw Cornhole.
And with that, this is the Worst Little Podcast. Take it away, Outlaw Kindred.
One more song?
Hole.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Just daughters.
And I was on the river's edge when she took me by the hand. Deep in the water we did stay, and all our worries washed away. Yeah, heads with eyes, looking through them pearly eyes. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, best damn day of my life.
The last time I saw you was someplace very gay.
Darkwater Studios.
But queer things were yet to come.
Yeah, sorry about that.